Program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station, WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh my goodness, it is Friday night. Somebody knows what that means. Bills are due.
Frank. Oh yeah, it is on. This is the first time ever it's been on during the fucking beginning. Usually I talk at the beginning and shit, and I'll be like,
yeah, I shout monkey porn or
you know, yeah, you don't hear shit. It's Spank Wagon Radio time, baby. Let it go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody who enjoys sitting in front of their computer with Cheeto-stained penises. You figure it out. To listen to the greatest...
Grape soda.
Grape soda. No, man. Oh.
Cheetos and grape soda. That's a nigga shit right there. You wouldn't know about that, though.
Well,
no. You probably eat corn chips and a Mai Tai and shit.
And a Mai Tai.
No, man. What was it? It was not Mr. Pibb. It was like Mr. Pepper. You know, some generic.
Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder. Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We invite every single one of you listening at home, on your iPods, portable media players of any kind, to go to spankwagon.net. If you listen to us live, we've got chat room goodies. In other words, get into the chat room. We'll get the webcam up here. Because Scrappy's wearing a rather revealing top. Oh, my God.
Yippee!
Is she?
It's great.
It's covered up by a fucking jacket.
Oh, well, you know, you got to have x-ray vision, dude. It's a white thing. No brothers have x-ray vision. Only one guy from another planet named Cal.
My brother stole an x-ray machine once.
No.
Wait.
Stop the music.
X-ray machine?
I'm just fucking around, man. He stole something. It wasn't an x-ray machine, though.
I'm like,
like a
neutron microscope or some shit. I don't know.
A Petri dish and shit.
He steals a Petri. We just went from an x-ray machine, like, holy shit, to a Petri dish. Like, what the fuck? All right, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Like I was saying, we want everybody to join us by going into the site, getting the contact us, chat room information, phone information, email, everything is there. Phones will be open here in a little bit, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257, and all kinds of good stuff. Murph.
Yeah.
What do you got planned?
All kinds of good stuff. But first, I want to hear about Jess's trip to, Scrap's trip here to Disneyland.
Yay.
Woo, Disneyland.
It was fun. I had fun.
Did you get molested by Goofy? That happens a lot, it seems.
You know, it's funny you say that, actually, because Goofy had a tendency when we were taking a picture with him, he put his arm around me and he, like, leaned into me. Like, I thought he was going to fall on me, like, knock me over, and the picture came out really.
Do you realize the 14-year-old girl inside that costume was probably just exhausted?
Or drunk.
Man. Yeah, it's nothing drunk.
Did you see Maynard?
I don't think she knows who Maynard is.
You don't know who Maynard is? Okay, you'd know Maynard if you saw Maynard.
Yeah, it's his drunk uncle. Fuck, I don't know who the fuck Maynard is.
Maynard's this guy at Disneyland who is like the Uber cast member.
Yeah, the guy works pretty much every ride in the park, and you see Maynard and you know.
When you get Maynard on either Jungle Cruise or Haunted Mansion, you win. You win, you win, you win. It's actually a funnier and better experience on the rides.
Aww.
He makes the queues a lot more tolerable.
He came up with most of the jokes on the Jungle Boat cruise that they use.
That, and it's not the original script anymore, but I mean,
no,
it's
the new adapted one. Yeah. But so what else? What did you do when you were there?
God, we.
You did God.
Everything. It's funny though. Actually,
what does God scream when he's fucking you?
Oh me! Oh me!
I tell your pussy to why. That was.
Dude, like, it was so cute. They had a little Jedi training academy. You guys just
we saw that. Seen it. We saw that.
I was thinking of Decaf the whole time. They busted out with the Darth Vader.
Yeah, I don't go to Disneyland because I'm not a douche.
Disneyland's cool. Fuck you.
As we got him a third
it's
ticket,
you're
decided
black.
You know,
to
I was just going to say.
Don't take food stamps.
Look, I got Decaf free tickets, a free 2-day pass to go with us, and he would
Shut
not go.
Up.
He wouldn't go.
You're an idiot. Are you serious? Because
I had to go to work, and it was overtime, and it was double pay.
It's Disneyland.
I still have it in my wallet. See
oh
this?
My God.
1 day park hopper complimentary.
That's like a business card. This shit. Is that real?
That shit's good
well
for a year.
Be.
I'm keeping it.
It might as well be
Damn.
For some people.
So
you brought that shit purposely to call me out?
No, I keep it in my wallet.
He kept his wallet. He put it in his wallet the day we got it.
I want to go with you guys. I think that would be so much fun.
I know I'm the next one making the trip. We're going in March with the family.
Yeah, that's the family trip.
We're staying
at that one.
Yeah, we're staying at Paradise Pier for 2 nights, and my little boy, 3-year-old.
Are you actually going to get laid in the hotel or no?
He's going to have his kid with him.
And the in-laws.
And the in-laws, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Plus it's him, so we know he's not getting laid.
Right, totally. I'm the poster child for Catholicism and anyhow. So, never mind. I'm not even going with that joke. So, basically, we're going and we're doing it's really neat for my little boy is have breakfast with a Disney character.
Yeah, I used to do that when I was
younger.
You
be like
younger.
Timon or something.
It's going to be Goofy. We're requesting.
Oh, okay.
They open the park up early for you.
Early entry.
No,
pass.
This is hotel. This
you,
is hotel.
Even at the hotel, you can get early entry. You get an hour and a half early.
But we're staying at the hotel that's on the farthest end of DCA.
Ah.
We're staying at Paradise Pier, which is near the Tower of Terror. Which
you can still get on the monorail and get in early.
Yeah. I forget about the monorail.
Monorail. Because they unleashed the new fleet of monorails, too. Mm-hmm. That happened over Christmas. So anything in particular that was really fun?
The Hollywood Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror.
I love that ride. I'm addicted to that ride.
Do you go on the Skydrop we have here?
No.
Why not?
I've never been to the Stratosphere, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the ride at the Stratosphere.
I would love to see Scrappy on that ride. Just watch the bottom fall out and the boobs
they float.
Cover
They'll
up
float.
And cover her face. I mean, that'd be great.
It was really cold, so I was all bundled up. It was.
There's always the summer.
Well,
I just
want
to reach over and just
summer,
pull down
will
that
Decaf
zipper.
Come with us?
No, we're talking just to here. I want
what?
The picture.
Oh,
I want the
here?
Picture when you launch, you know.
I don't think I would go on that.
Why not?
Because all those rides break down too much.
That and going up top of the Stratosphere is scary in itself.
A little bit.
I was going to go up once, but
like
it was like
go.
A 45-minute wait. And
we'll do a spank wagon Stratosphere adventure.
I think I can handle that.
Only if they recreate that one scene from Domino where they blow it up.
Did I tell you we prank called them when they did that scene? Nice. What happened was is myself, Claude, and Sean O'Mac were in the studio. Sean O'Mac, subject to discussion. You know him. Mm-hmm. And we were all like, hey, let's call the Stratosphere and scream that they're being attacked by terrorists and do they know about it?
Mm-mm.
So we did. We're like, hi, we just saw a helicopter and gunshots.
Terrorists.
Are terrorists attacking the Stratosphere? No, it's a film. What film has terrorists attacking the Stratosphere? There's no terrorists attacking the Stratosphere, sir. What do you mean? I saw the helicopter. Are you calling me crazy?
Oh, no.
Oh, speaking of phone calls, I got some good stuff.
Well, let us know.
I got some good stuff. Cool. Let's see. You want to do this now or you want me to do it a little later?
No. Stick to the list.
What if God
Here we go with the list.
Stick to the list.
All right. Well, needless to say, I got a new Steel City thing.
Just a slob like
So I got some promos if we want to hear them a little later.
Now, I wanted to talk about something only to gloat.
You're gloating? What a shock.
People have been hearing me, friends and sometime here on the air, been telling Trench for about 2 years now, just... switch to Gmail. Just switch to Gmail. Switch. Google is good. It is not evil. Don't worry about it. And he has fought the hardest for the longest time. He's, no, I don't want to. No, Google's bad. They keep all your information. And I can't get enough tinfoil to wrap around my head. So the email I got from Trench this week. I'd like to bring it up. And I'd like to, let me see here. Let me find it real quick here. Because it is... quite funny. It's one of those things that you get every once in a while, and you weren't really prepared for it, and you didn't know it was going to happen. But when it shows up, all you can do is laugh, and because you know you're right. So the email I got from him, and keep in mind where I get very loud here is where we're using all capital letters. That's how Mark expresses himself here. So
I follow the netiquette.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the email I get from him. This is from
netiquette. It's cool. Netiquette. Cool.
Exactly. From Mark N. Subject. Bunch of ampersand, pound symbol, dollar sign,
did
whatever.
You say ampersand?
Yes. Yeah. To Chris Murphy. Okay, so here it is. Okay, so I have been using Gmail to read my something.net email for a while. Can I just complain about Google having a damn fine product that works just like you need it to? Why can't I just have a complicated email client that barely works or needs hours and hours of config like Pinemail? I shake my fist in your general direction, Mr. Gmail Advocate. That's how the bastard says thank you.
So I finally got fed up because my regular ISP here in town, I've moved away from them twice already, and I keep having to go back because everybody I move to fucks up one way or another. I was at my ISP, then I went to VFTP, and all of a sudden no one could send me email, and they were getting errors and kickbacks. Okay, I have to quit this. So I went back to my ISP's email.
Hold on a sec. And the person who ran that always said the same thing. It's not me. It's the people that are emailing you. They're obviously doing something wrong.
Yeah, and there's just no way that many people can have that much of an error. So I finally gave up. I went over to back to the ISP that I use locally here, and their spam controls are so heinously shitty that it's just depressing. Basically, every time I'd try to get a mail from any of my friends or anybody, it would first have to dump into my spam folder. Now, you'd think, oh, just click a button and say, this is not spam, and it'll clear it like it would if you downloaded it, right? No. The ISP decides you have to send them an email telling them that this is not spam and this is why this is not spam for every single email that you get that it thinks is spam.
So you sold out and went to Google.
I sold out and I went to Google.
You sold your soul.
I sold my soul for data collecting needs. I'm wearing a little more tinfoil in my underwear tonight, but that's okay.
Good job.
You know, I'm just, but no sooner do I switch everything over.
Are you going to start talking good about MySpace?
I don't think I'll ever do that.
Which reminds me, later on, we have to have a conversation about something.
You know, I don't know if I'll ever do that, but social networking sites kind of skeeve me out as it is.
You say skeeve?
Let me just pull the curtain. Let me pull the curtain back a little bit. He says this as I am building us our own social networking site.
Yes, as I've been invited this week to three other social networking sites, so I'm sitting there going, "What the fuck am I going to do here?" Basically,
network socially. That's the fucking
yeah, with people who
Mr. Antisocial is using a social networking site.
Yeah, that's not yeah. It's yeah.
He finally break it down. Realizes it's the 21st century.
No,
shit.
Here's the problem. Well, no, I've known it was the 21st century. Here's the problem, though. No sooner did I start using Gmail, I'm like, huh. So then I start using it on IMAP and my machine. Oh, this is great. It adds kind of clutter with extra folders and stuff, so it doesn't keep it as neat and organized as I like to keep my mail. So then I'm like, well, I wonder what it does on my phone. So now I have Gmail where I can check it on my phone, check it on my computer, check it when I'm away. In less than 72 hours, I've become completely addicted to fucking Gmail, so much so that I wrote this week's production sheet using Google Docs.
Oh. Now, are you using Google Talk? Have you Google Talk in your iChat yet?
I've always had it in there, but no one ever chats with me, and I never see anybody there. Oh, we got a call.
Already.
I wonder what this is about.
This could be your former ISP.
Maybe. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for James.
Oh, I'm James.
James Washburn?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. You've got a wrong number there.
Oh, sorry about the call.
Hmm.
Oh, we could have had fun with that.
I know, right?
Yeah, we couldn't have actually, and I'll explain that one on the break.
All you got to say is,
Oh, you got
anyway,
you
so
that's yeah.
So you switched over and now you're a Google addict.
Yes, I'm a Google addict. I've started you. Well, okay. Let me express some deep closet type secrets here. I've been using Google Reader, making sure nothing's shared because I do like reading RSS feeds whenever I want to. I've been using Gmail for spam. Okay. And I have been using like iGoogle for like my front page at work when I go to work. So there's a lot of stuff that I have been using. So this
so
is
you
just
fucking
me.
Sold out. Just say you fucking sold out and he gave it to Google. He gave it to a big company.
Oh, just say it and we can move on to the next story.
I sold out.
There all you right. go. All right. Now, something else happened early in the week. on, was that Sunday? Decaf and I watched the Titans game, and there's a lot of cursing that day.
Oh, yeah, because you're extremely pissed off that they...
In bed? They,
yes.
Naked?
Yes.
Oh, which I still don't...
champagne?
Are you wet now?
A little.
There you go.
How damn time? Still, that's what it took?
I still don't understand how the play... Hose. How a play could end and he could reach over the fucking goal line and call it a touchdown.
Exactly.
I still can't fucking understand that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Afterwards,
you're wet?
I was...
Scrappy?
Wow.
Blanket in.
But
look at the
guys, there's only one way to really verify
it was
that.
A trickulating in my mind. A trickulating. Right,
did you just go for the dipstick check?
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Yeah.
Later.
So,
whoa.
On break, babe.
Promises.
After.
Promises.
After the game. Look at the cleavage, though. That cleavage is phenomenal tonight.
I can't see it.
It's move your hair back.
She's not exposing it.
Look at that.
After the game.
Oh.
Decaf and I.
Spank wagon tattooed.
That obviously,
or at least
written. Decaf and I, after the game, went...
Maybe we'll have to put up a template and just jizz over that.
Yes.
And did each other...
Right in the booty hole, just for you, baby. We went to Best Buy. I needed to get out of the house, and I was like, I'm going to buy a video game. It's the only thing that's going to make me feel better.
What'd you buy?
Well, first we went to shitty-ass...
Circuit City.
Worst fucking place on earth.
Oof. Horrific.
My friend works there.
But anyway, yeah, that's as long as I want to
tell your friend he's Circuit an
City,
ass fuck and
Circuit
needs a
City,
new job.
Circuit City is a bunch of idiots because what they do is they say, hey, this is all really good, but we want to cut prices and cut people and cut inventory and... Oh, wait, we suck now? How the shit did that happen?
Yep. So we went to Circuit City and that sucks. Then we went to
Best Buy.
And I had an interesting experience, something I had never experienced
never
before.
Once.
Customer service.
Okay. No, we're
oh, I'm sorry. That was Chump USA.
No, he's crouched down looking for something, right?
And you touched his
and asshole. The whitest of the whitest.
I can tell you what I was looking at. I was looking at those USB missile launcher darts.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
And the whitest of the white motherfuckers came up to us and said, "Oh, can I help you guys find something?"
Oh shit!
Didn't see me, mind you. All he could see was Decaf standing there by himself, kind of looking down at this, and then looking all the way down. Very much looking like he was about to steal something. I had never experienced the black persecution of a retail outlet. I mean, it's...
He never experienced it. I told it. That shit happens all the time. I go to Best Buy, I'll probably get asked like four times if I need help with something. But yeah, he's like, do you need help finding something?
Didn't I say no already?
No. True story. True fucking story. Two stories, actually. CompUSA, the only time...
Pick one.
Okay. Music Land. Back when I was a kid, you know, younger, I used to wear trench coats and shit like that and have like long hair. I looked like I was going to shoplift the entire fucking store, I guess. Because I had one gal come up to me. Can I help you find anything? No, I'm just browsing, you know, seeing what's out. Okay. 2 minutes later, one girl, same store, not that big of a store. Is there anything I can help you find? No, I'm good. I'm still just perusing. I'm moving my way through the alphabet. Thanks. A minute later. Can I help you? No. I'm just looking. I'm going to buy something, honest. 2 minutes later. How's it going? Anything I can... Bitch, all right. You know what you can find? You can find either another fucking job or you can find another guy. That customer there needs just as much fucking harassment as I do. You need to find him now. Sir, I'm really... fucking die.
But remember, I told you my favorite was when me and my wife went to go see Celine Dion, remember? And I told you they thought they were convinced that we were in the wrong section because I bought the most expensive tickets to get up front, right?
Saved his food stamps for a year for those.
And then they said, well, or two people, well, let me see your tickets because I don't think you're in the right area. So they checked our tickets two times to make sure that we were... On the, you know, on the fucking $400-$500 fucking seats.
I'm sorry, sir, but you're black. And we just don't know if it'll mesh well with the maroon
sir,
seats
do you realize
in the front row.
This is Celine Dion and not Jay-Z, right?
I'm sorry. Do you know that this is a Canadian and not Mary J. Blige? I just
sir, I don't think this is Morris Day in the Time.
Todd, I think we have a problem here because she's Latina. I really don't think she came with him.
We have a minority in the building. We have a minority in the building.
All right, clear stage one, minority building. Get stage raid two. Over.
It's a Negro. We're going to need the dogs and the fire hose. But I had never.
It's an Asian. Bring a taco.
There you go. Yeah. I had never experienced. I had never experienced a black persecution in a retail outlet.
Never
like that. Never. I mean, always in the. Can I help you find something, sir? Yeah, okay. A dark corner where I can stuff things in my pocket. But I've never experienced it racially.
And it's so much.
I watched the guy walk up.
He turned all the way around to come back to me.
2 steps back, turned around, and it was like, wow. Hey, Whitey. It was phenomenal. I had never experienced that before. Yes. I just wanted to go out and start a riot.
Do you know what Morris Day and the Time is?
Oh, wait. Wait.
Morris Day and the Time?
Oh,
Jesus.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, see,
as soon as the guy walked away, I just died laughing. I fell over. I was laughing that hard. I had never experienced that before.
You should have walked up to someone and been like, "Sir, I think I saw him put something in his pocket."
No. No, because see, here's what happens. Because you're on private property, they can retain you for as long as they want. Circuit City just got in trouble because they held some dude for 4 hours in their back room because he refused to show his receipt. Because he didn't feel like being stopped and illegally searched, which is what it is. So guess what? You don't want to fuck like that. I mean,
and what else is funny, and I told you the story afterwards. I said that, you know, Josh, who has been on the show before, the dating game. And when he went to Phoenix with us to go see the game, right? Me and some of my brothers, right? And we got pulled over by the cops.
I just want to make sure you are talking of your brothers.
Not your brothers. No, brothers.
Brothers.
My actual brothers.
Hello, my brothers.
So ends in a consonant, not a vowel. Okay.
And we got pulled over twice by cops, stopped by cops or whatever, right? And he was like, wow, I never experienced being pulled over by cops before like this. I said, welcome to hanging out with black people.
He must have looked like the dealer in the back seat.
Actually, he looked like Tobey Maguire in Fear and Loathing. The runaway
fuck
boy.
All these bats.
Oh, the bat's back.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Well, okay. I'm going to kind of throw myself under the bus with this one, too, because I've had something interesting go on today, this week, and a little bit of last week. I am a self-proclaimed Craigslist vigilante.
Oh, here we go again. Now, he puts on... No wonder you're wearing Under Armour Batman.
I'm wearing Under Armour under here. I live in the Vegas computer section on Craigslist, and the classified section and the forums, and because you can never find too many really good deals. I have possibly tracked down another G4 900 for $100. So there's
you know what a G4 900 is?
No.
It's crap.
Do you know what a 36D is?
Size of my D.
Yeah. You want to rest them on my eyes? That'd be fantastic.
Hold on while I clear a place for you to sit.
Wow.
Well, there's a guy, and his name is Jeremy. And Jeremy has a business.
Did he spoke?
Jeremy?
No, not Ron Jeremy. No, this guy's busy.
He is here for the award show, I think, though, this week.
Hedgehog! Yes.
The hedgehog is here doing a thing for PETA. Anyway, he is doing something for PETA, which we may talk about later. This guy downloads software off of BitTorrent. He pirates software, which I have no problem with. But then he sells it on Craigslist. And he sells it to...
stupid.
Yes. He sells copies of Mac and PC software, Vista, Final Cut. So the guy would put something up and we would flag it. And if those of you don't know Craigslist, it's a community bulletin board. So if someone posts something that is inappropriate or prohibited, or if they post it multiple times, you can flag it as...
Or post it in the wrong form.
Oh, yeah, or miscategorized. You can flag it, and then if you get enough flags, the item is removed. Well, the guy... started out by just posting a couple here and there, and then a couple of people said, this is
I got free software.
Yeah, the software you sold me, it's in Russian. And his response was, well, you didn't tell me you didn't want it in English, so I just sold you what I had. So
what a prick.
So we started flagging everything he did. We just started flagging it. Then he got a program that automatically posted, so he would post 30 to 40 times every 10 minutes. So we just started flagging all of those. He still didn't get the hint, so he kept putting his phone number and his email address in each one of these. So this is just before Christmas this happens. I take his phone. Well, a lot of us took his phone number and took his information, started making other posts for it. Like, do you need a Wii? I have one. I'll sell it for retail value $249. Or I have Hannah Montana tickets. Or I have Pat's tickets for...
The real Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, yeah. We just started creating post after post after post with his phone number in it. So he was getting called for all kinds of stuff.
Oh, shit.
Then came the fun personal section. Yeah, I think every five posts in the man-on-man personals, that was him. In the erotic services, mind you, he was looking for people to film a 10-on-1 man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man gangbang video.
Man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man.
No.
So yeah, you would.
We pummeled this guy. We just beat the shit out of him.
Oh, fuck.
On Labradoodle.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
On Labradoodle. So then he started...
On man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-on-man-
being deleted. So
he did this?
He did this. His auto poster also auto flags. So then he thought he'd get smart.
Wait, what's his ISP and why haven't they just banned the IP range?
Hold on. So then he figured he'd get smart and he would start selling his software on another website. So he started selling his software on a make your own, you know, website with a thing. So we got that shut down in about 2 days. So now the guy is trying to defend himself and we're just nailing him every time. He can't get a post out. There's got to be at least 10, maybe 15 people now just watching for him. And just every time he votes, not only cancels it, but then other posts start showing up. I bought herpes from Jeremy. Jeremy ass raped me for $1. This starts filling up the computer section. So the guy, I think at this point, is pretty much all but given up. But.
Uh-oh. However.
Has anyone ever heard of the SIIA? Anyone?
Mm. But I have a feeling you're about to tell us.
Software something something alliance. It's the.
I thought the SBA was a software business. The BSA was a business software
small
alliance.
Business the SIAA is basically the software version of the RIAA. Yes, but for turning him in, I've been called and I'm getting a $500 check. Yeah, if you turn in someone who sells illegal software, yeah, if they get him, bust
Dinner's
him.
Dinner's on Murph tonight.
Yeah, you get a $500
Dinner's
check.
Dinner's on Murph.
So I got an email saying that investigation has been launched, but it looks pretty good. So, yeah, it looks like I'll be getting a $500 check thanks to this asshole.
He's going to make a living out of it, like go online.
That's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like a software vigilante. Right. I'll be like,
great. Way to go, Bruce Wayne. You're going to really afford shit on $500 a pop.
Yeah, no shit.
$500 better than $0.
Hey, yeah, if you find a company, Microsoft pays up to $1 million.
Wow,
if
really?
If you bust a company, Microsoft will pay up to $1 million. So I'm a Craigslist vigilante now. I'm very proud of this. How awesome is that?
Is that why you're wearing the Under Armour?
No, I'm just wearing the Under Armour because I thought it would
look good. You get an M on it.
I just thought it would look good in the fleece. What the hell? Does it not look good?
He wants to feel sexy.
And the funny part
I'm
is.
Just kidding.
The funny part is he don't even like Microsoft.
No, I don't like He's Microsoft. Apple but for. He was selling
if he can
Apple
get
software.
$500 out of it.
He was selling Apple software, and that really pissed me off.
So if it was Microsoft, it'd be a different story.
Aww.
Well, he was doing that too, but.
He doesn't care. He got $500.
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't have $500. Okay, the check is in the mail.
The check
still.
Is in the mail.
After
so
after taxes, it'll be $210.
All right. So what do we got coming up? Because we got to get to a break.
We got Mikey V PCP, the filmmaker, out
Mikey
in the
Mikey V PCP PCV PCP.
He does what drugs?
Exactly. We bumped into Mikey at a bar the other night, and that's a fun story.
That's a good story.
And he'll be in next. We're gonna do an interview with him next.
All right, so everybody, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Oh, Scrappy.
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, and no, wait. Say it all breathy like you're a porn star.
No.
Come on,
it's porn star weekend.
Like someone's
weekend.
Paying $3.99
it's
a minute
porn star
for it.
Weekend.
Whoa.
It is porn star weekend,
I'm
though.
Good, thanks.
Come on, baby, give it. Come on, do it.
I don't think I can.
At least squeeze the arms together.
I know, I know you can't do it, but you can do the microphone thing.
Like you're having phone sex with a large black
come
man.
On,
just say it.
Fucking say it.
Anyway, Spankwagon Radio.
No.
Anyway.
Anyway, like, you know, that's sex for it. Well, anyhow.
Oh, baby.
That's pretty much
like,
her.
Are you
done
yet?
That's pretty much her. See, that like, is pretty much her sex life. Oh, just pull it out.
Can you just picture that, though? I want to run my tongue across the top of your butt crack. Anyway.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Hi, boys and girls.
Oh, my God. You ever notice we just never seem to have enough break when we have to set up, like, convoluted wiring? And then some asshole with a camera has to come in, and, oh, I want to shoot film, too.
Guilty as charged.
How's it going, Mikey?
It's going. How are you guys?
Not bad. We haven't seen you. God, it's been, what, a couple years now?
Hey, man, when am I going to be in one of your fucking movies, man?
What's up?
Well, I'm not going to be in one of your movies, dude.
Well, we're going to talk about tonight, aren't we?
Sweet.
possibly.
Can she be stunt boobs?
She can be stunt boobs.
Nice.
That's messed up.
I'm looking to get boobs in the next one.
Really?
I already talked to Meg about it.
Nice.
Well, I'll take any role, man. I'll be a butler and shit if you want me to be a fucking butler.
You can be. Wait, what role?
I got your dinner, sir.
As long as you don't want to be a French maid, we'll be all right.
Oh, that'd be hard.
And now in the role of guilty black man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We suggest you get in the chat room right now. Of course, our phone lines are open, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. With us in
studio.
You
know what? I just have something to say real quick.
Sure.
Last week, he told me to keep my phone out. This motherfucker over here, and I got mine away for once. For once, it's nowhere to be found.
You don't see me with
mine? Because it's lost in your crotch.
Oh!
A vibrate.
I'm vibrate. Call it, Chris.
I'm text messaging someone right now who wanted to call in specifically when Mikey was on. Thank you.
Aww.
It actually is a production thing. All right, so.
Yeah, hello. It's a production thing.
That's my new hit rap song. It's a production thing. Yeah, it's a production thing. What?
You may want to get Krillin involved. He may have a few more words for you to use. Just a thought.
So, we bumped into Mikey a couple weeks back, and how that happened is something that no one expected. We walked into the Freakin' Frog, and this was the night Chief was on.
Yep.
To have sweet potato fries with honey.
Very good.
Very gay.
And
wait, you don't like sweet potato?
No.
How can you be a black man and not like sweet potato?
Because I prefer watermelon.
I was like, just ask the people at Best Buy.
There you go. And lo and behold, sitting in the Freakin' Frog, watching...
Watching Big Trouble in Little China like it's the first time he's ever seen it, and it's the greatest film
ever.
It
was the first
time
he ever saw it.
It was
Kurt Russell's abs that got him drawn in.
I never know what he had his shirt on the whole time. It was just the fact that I saw like Chinese guys with big hats flying all over the place, the lightning guy. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is that?
The lightning guy was tight.
Like, yeah, but the lightning guy blew up for no goddamn reason.
Hey, what, you mean at the end?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
We killed your master. Oh, shit!
Because after 400 fucking years of the movies been made, we're still talking about how the dude blew up for no fucking reason. That's probably why they did it.
Fuckers, like, so, this will be talking about it from years.
Now, this is the part that I don't get. Mikey, you're a filmmaker, and you've never seen Big Trouble in
Little
China?
No, we've had this conversation the last time I was here. I'm not used to, like, I don't know, I have a weird selection of
don't like big time movies. I remember that.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. Yeah,
if I remember,
I've seen a lot of changes in the last year.
Yeah, but John Carpenter. I mean, come on.
He did that movie.
Yes,
you got me. I don't know.
Oh
wow.
You know what John Carpenter is? Why not?
God damn, Scrap.
Sorry.
I just want to strap her down and make her watch. No, that's not what I'm going to do if I strap her down.
I was about to say.
Well, when you need to recuperate, yes. Well,
you need to tell about the text message I responded to you with. You sent me a text about us going on vacation.
Oh, I was talking about it'd be fun to go on vacation with, like, you and whatnot. And he's like, yeah, a nice secluded place in the forest all alone or something. I was like,
and by forest, they mean North Las Vegas.
Come on, Scrap. You know you want to
Then she said, oh, well, I'm going to be taking, I don't want to be anally raped. I said, fuck the year. Fucking teased it.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Fucking teased.
You should also said you can't rape the willing.
There you go.
There you go.
Come on, Scrap. Right, you, there. Me. Hatchet, shovel, tarp, middle of the woods.
As long as my asshole stays the same size after that.
Yeah, it'll just be separated from the rest of the 59 parts of your body.
No.
Oh, I should have brought you guys a speculum. Should have made the spec wagon speculum and brought it today.
Hey.
Should have been awesome.
Whenever you guys want it, I can get them from work.
As soon as we dock, my asshole's attached from my body. I got it in my hand.
Wait.
From work?
Yes. Oh, I'm a nursing assistant. I work for UMC.
So, oh, okay. Oh,
we're getting primary care. So I can get
job.
Speculum.
Here's your free.
Do you
ever just, like, wrap speculums and give them away for Christmas?
No.
You should.
All right. I yanked one, and then I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? So I was like, I felt like an idiot for selling it.
Sweetie, phlebotomist, no, you're looking for the sperm sample girl.
No, I draw blood.
Like,
no, you can milk another part of the body.
No.
Tastes like caramel.
So, Mikey, you got a new movie.
New movie.
Yes. Welcome to Vegas, which is somewhere around here. Anyways, I was talking about it the last time I was here. It's out in the green room.
Oh, okay.
We'll live with it. Yeah, I was talking about it because this time, it was about a year ago when last time I was here, and I was just working for like 3 months straight editing it, and I finally got it out in July. I had my two premieres, and I don't know. I've had a fantastic year.
How's it? Now, what's the premise? You gave me the DVD, and I can't lie to you. I have not had time to watch it. I've been
That's fine.
Inundated. What is the premise?
Squeeze it in between the porn.
Basically, the tagline is three filmmakers.
He's been inundated.
Three filmmakers, three wrestlers, three bits.
I think you never heard a black man say inundated before?
You said inseminated.
No, I said inundated.
If you want to get technical. No, three filmmakers, three wrestlers, three bitches. You got Jason, who's a college dropout, trying to make a movie with DNA, who's a film major and a band member, and Manny Turd, who's a failed actor out of L.A.
Manny Turd.
Yes. You have Crazy Muerte, Red Lucha Death, and Locomotion getting their asses kicked by a new luchador on the block by the name of Mars Matador. And you have the Bitch Brigade, which is
Jessica.
The alpha. No. The alpha female bitch, Lisa, with Erica and Stacy going and hunting after Lisa's missing brother.
Now, where do you film all of this?
Right here in town.
Just you pick.
It's called Welcome to Vegas.
No.
LA.
I know what you do in your, you know, the wrestling and stuff. Where do you film that so you don't get a lot of people like the fucking?
Most
of
them I film at Votech.
Okay.
Which is on top of the high school, on top of the Mesa, which is I went to school there.
Okay.
I ended up, for this movie, I ended up shooting at the Pinball Hall of Fame, which is over on Tropicana and Pecos. I'm doing a commercial for them right now. Yeah, I'm doing a commercial for them right now.
Hi, welcome to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, actually, it is kind of like
but,
that.
But seriously, if you talk to the guy who runs it, it's like, they're pinball machines. And that's all you can ever get out of it.
No, here's the thing, though, because he likes pinballs. And pinball machines more than he likes people. He hates people, but he needs people to play the pinball machines.
Sounds like you.
But
French.
He sends me
maybe why I
the
like
coolest
it.
Emails. Like I try to treat him like a businessman. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm gonna do, and then he emails me like, I live in constant fear of you and your kind. That's the kind of emails I get back from. So he's really a cool guy. Hippie's a cool guy too. So I shot there a lot. Welcome to Vegas. That's where Jason works in the movie. I shot at the Art Bar a lot. Okay. Jesse Garin, the owner, is my ass kicking Elvis. So if you've never seen Elvis kick somebody's ass, it's hilarious because you don't expect Elvis.
And everyone does their own stunts.
Exactly. He really kicked our actor Adam. He kicked him good in the gut a couple of times for that part. You ever see Elvis kick a guy's ass? It's hilarious. We got a gun-toting showgirl, a killer clown, a Pervo the clown. Pervo the clown. I also shot at the Chandelier, which is a hookah lounge down in good old timey Henderson. I don't know.
Old timey
Henderson. New part.
Hookah lounge. That sounds good.
Okay, so how long did it take you to shoot this?
9 months. Damn. Too long. Because it was just me. It was just me and my actors, but I did most of the work.
Did you play all nine characters?
No. My brother did. my brother has the record with three. He plays two of the wrestlers and he plays DNA, which is like...
All you see is the side of the back of your roof, chandeliers. Do you come out wearing a dress and shit?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I think we should play the diarrhea scene. I think that would be hilarious for you guys. Jesus. There's vomit. There's peyote. There's all kinds of crazy shit. I got copies for everybody, for whoever wants one. And if somebody calls right now, I'll give you one, too.
Right. Ooh. So there you go.
What's the number?
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Also, if you are listening out there and you do want to call in and talk to Mikey, that's the same number. Just call in and
phone lines
ask
are open.
Him a question.
My guts.
Vegas amateur filmmaker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got my two premieres, two reviews. What were you saying, Murphy?
Well, we have a special hello from you. She wanted to call and harass you, mm-hmm. but unfortunately she can't. She's working. She's at a bar and working the door, so she can't get away. Jesse, yeah, Ginger, she wants to say hi. She wanted to call in, but unfortunately she's not able to tonight.
Bummer.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to call? Sweet. No.
She's like, no, I'd rather work.
Is he on yet? Is he on yet? Is he on yet? I'm like, no, sweetie, he'll be on in the next segment. Okay, next thing you know, I can't call now. I'm working. So
in other words, they
it
put
would
her
be
to
a
work.
Very distracted call, yeah.
Hello? Oh, no, that's $5.
Hold on,
$5. That's $5. Hello?
I have the gun. Hold on, $5.
Do you think this idea is real?
Oh, my God. So what's next then? I guess that's the best question. What's
well,
next?
Okay. Hold on. What were you saying, Treacher?
Well, I was going to say, where does this fit in with the other DVD that we received last year?
Yeah, it's a continuation. It's not a sequel because the major characters in Welcome and One Step Behind are minor characters in Welcome to Vegas and vice versa. Okay. Like the major characters, Darren and John, are minor characters in this movie, and John gets attacked by the killer clown, and then Crazy Muerte runs through the old three. So what from here... What the plan is...
You're going to make a movie about me, man. Called Me to Mr. DK.
Well, you know what? I found out that you wrote a book. I think that's pretty cool.
Shameless. You probably would film it because you would like it.
Used on Amazon. That's how I do it off of Amazon.
You would like it. You probably would want to film it.
Yeah, you're trying to slide that in there.
No. It's a twist of shit. No, trust me.
I can see it now. Based on a film. By decaf.
No, the next one, right now...
Craft Services by Spankwagon.
Let me see. Hold on. Right now, I'm in the process. Like I said, I'm doing the Pinball Hall of Fame commercial.
Right.
I might start rapping again with Chimo 25.
Okay.
Yes, I've had my few times.
Right, go blow the mic right now, dude. Do it.
Nah, bro.
You're rusty as shit.
Let me see. And I'm working on sketch comedy with a couple of guys, Brian Cabell and Andy and... I don't know. We're going to start shooting that soon. But my computer on New Year's Eve day took a crash.
You said sketch comedy or sketch comedy?
Sketch comedy.
Sketch comedy.
It's turning more into sketch comedy right now. We're writing the skits. We got one about Monopoly.
Kids in the Hall.
And Cat kind of looks Kids in the Hall is my favorite.
Anybody that did Second City? Glad you said
Second
City.
You know, I know a Second City person.
February.
You did Second City?
Yeah.
For
no shit.
Improv, yeah.
I never knew that. Holy shit.
I was up to level. It's four levels you could go, at least at the time, and I did all four levels.
And then they wanted you to move to Chicago, right?
Well, no, I couldn't.
They wanted him to be less black, and he just couldn't do it.
Well, they want to do more like small groups and, you know, everything more, what's the word? It's not groups, it's called...
Troops.
But I didn't have time because I started going to real school and getting a real education, right?
Nice.
So I didn't have time to do it anymore. But
you're like, man, I could have been the next black Steve Carroll. But.
Yeah, no, me and my brother are doing the intro to improv next month. But right now, the next feature film is Sin Crept In. I got my own tailor-made hoodies if you guys want your own Syncreptin ones. And that's going to be the next feature film for Mikey V. PCP. And you were talking about how sick yours is. This movie's going to be the most serious. See, it's got the luchador mask on the back of it if you guys need to see it. Hold on.
On the Red back of the Lucha head.
Death. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, they're going to be the Crazy Marte. They're going to be in this one, too. So basically, the pitch for Syncreptin is that their former manager, a valet in Mexico, Sally Satanica, ends up hitchhiking back.
Say that name 100 times.
Sally Satanica. And she ends up hitchhiking in town. And she ends up calling her friend who's in the process of being attacked by a guy who broke into her house trying to rape her. So the movie follows her trying to go back and find out. She finds other girls that were attacked by this guy. And then she breaks a few vows and enlists Crazy Muerte to go after this guy. And this guy is the OCD rapist. He's a rapist of OCD and Grand Delusions of Armageddon and The World Ending. His father's a gay one-eyed lawyer.
Mikey, I'm starting to say this is sounding a little heavy for one of your films. I mean, your stuff's usually a little looser than this, but this is
I'm working on it because I'm sick of the kiddie shit. I kind of want to be. Oh, but all my movies had serious tones wrapped around in like goofy shit. Like One Step Behind, you had the prostitute die. She gets hit by a car. So
call that debt paid off. Come on.
Yeah. Did you just give away the movie that no one's seen?
No. That was the first one that no one should see because of how bad it is.
I remember you talking about
that. No. Welcome to Vegas is 100 times better. You see the package and you're like, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's shrink wrapped and everything. I was like, holy crap.
No, and it's actual shrink wrap.
Yeah.
The One Step Behind looked like somebody took like that clear wrap and blue
saran wrap. But someone blew red saran wrap. Yeah.
Wait. Shrinky dinks?
What?
No, it's actually.
The One Step Behind. I was always trying to remind him.
Yeah, his new one is it's rap. It's actual like oh hey, did this come from Best Buy?
So he went to all that work and you still haven't watched it,
dude.
You are a douche.
Eat my ass.
It's only 2 weeks. He's been inundated, inseminated, penetrated, whatever the hell you want to call it.
And he's wearing Under Armour so he can feel sexy for you.
That's right.
I thought it was for her.
Nope, now it's for you.
Now it's for you, Mikey. So, I mean, you're right. Your films usually do have a goofiness about them. Mm-hmm. And you're looking to go more serious. And Syncreptin definitely sounds like it's going to be a big departure.
Yeah, because they're hunting after a guy who's trying to rape chicks. And then you have, I'm amplifying the gore. I'm turning up the gore, too, because I got a couple
Turn up the gore.
Throat slits. I got a couple of eye gouges. I got a couple of... oh, man. Those are all kinds of stuff, yeah.
If you need a stunt coordinator, Scrappy here likes to fight.
You like to fight? You want to be my Sally?
Oh.
Don't give me that evil.
No, he didn't. She's auditioning. She's auditioning.
No, he didn't ask if he could toss your salad. That's what she said. So let me make sure before I say
but
yes.
I would in a heartbeat. That's how I roll. No.
Isn't she just the hottest little thing?
No, because
she,
yeah.
Shut up.
That's how we keep her around.
Which is fantastic. It was you're like, yeah, and then you gave me the death flick, and I was like, whoa, bitch, I wanted to give you a movie.
And who brought it to Spankwagon Radio?
That's right, baby, that's you.
Right. Yeah, running your fingers through your hair that's not there. That
and yet, whose crotch is she all over? That's right.
Wes's. Anyhow.
So, yeah, you want to be Sally. I'm looking for – I'm going to hopefully start shooting in March.
And this bitch get rolled before me? Fuck you.
You know, aww. Mikey, let me propose something for you.
Grow some tits.
It could be interesting, say, if there was
– I used to have
I don't know, this rapist were to run through the middle of an internet radio show and the heroine and Crazy Mikey are chasing him through. That could be kind of interesting.
Yeah, with one door. And it's going to look like fucking Benny Hill.
That could be the best.
You know what Benny Hill is.
See, because don't get me wrong. You dropped it. I'm all right, because I'm always thinking about trying to incorporate everything and everybody I know into these movies. And what I could do with you guys.
I could be incorporated in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He could be the illiterate black man.
No, we can have Sally on the radio putting the word out.
There you go.
Ooh,
throw you guys,
nice.
There's be some fun
you guys
there.
In there. Don't bother me none. I'm ready for all kinds of cameos, and let's do this.
We have a banner now, so we're
yes, we do.
A real one.
Final.
Holy crap, man. So, I mean, how do you finance these films?
Out of pocket. All out of me.
Wow.
Jeez.
But here's the thing. I've done my homework, and I knew before I ever did any movies, I was never going to go in debt doing any of these fucking movies. I don't know anybody, anything. I pay, all the money goes into making the CD DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I pay people with. Oh, you're in the movie. Here's a copy. That's what we agree on. The bands that I, because what I release are CD DVD packages, and the bands are all local music. I have three bands on this soundtrack from Houston, and that's what I give them. It's like, you give me a song, and I'll give you X amount of copies for each song that I use, and you can turn around and sell them at your shows, give them away, do whatever you want with them. But that's how I pay it. And you maintain, you keep the rights to your movie. Same thing with the actors. I pay them. That's where all my movies go. So I'm really lucky that I've been able to get a lot of these places for free and been able to afford it.
How much money do you usually make then off of a movie by that kind of a distribution deal?
Oh, how much money do I make?
Yeah.
I think I maybe made $100 on One Step Behind. I don't know how much.
$100,000 or $100?
$100.
One
scene. I don't keep track of what I make. Man. Okay, really.
He's in it for the art, man. He's not.
Let me tell you, all that matters is that you put in out. People watch it. They like it. Some people do. They don't. Whatever. But you're doing
You're doing something.
You're putting out.
I'm
you're not just sitting
people
your ass.
On this one because they really catch the sumo match is what really gets them. First 15 minutes into the movie.
Oh, I did see the
trailers
for Jesse's.
Oh yeah, the thing for Jesse's.
You did the video shooting for the pillow
release.
Fight.
Yeah, pillow fight. Yeah. You guys are that one too. I just released another one for her release party back in November. I just put another one of those out.
We love Jesse.
Miss her so much.
I know.
No, she did the makeup for Pervo the Clown. She got me the showgirl costume. Ooh. She's been like nothing but good and gold to me. So I'm going to get her into the next one to do all the gore and stuff. And she's calling me, checking out, well, what do you want to do? How do you want it? And I was like, do it like they did in Todd Sweeney. And I was like, well, they use a fake head and sometimes they CG it. And I'm like, whatever. We'll get to that when I.
Sweeney Todd's a good movie.
Oh my God, was that movie great. And I heard it musicals.
Sucked. Huh?
I heard it sucked. Ooh. I haven't seen it yet.
No, you heard that you suck.
No, seriously. But then again, you know who told me that? Stephanie, so.
Who?
Steph.
Like she knows what anything good is.
Okay, guys, I tell you, but no one else out there in Radio Land knows who Stephanie is.
Yeah, I know she's.
She apparently sucks. That's what I've gotten from the
guy. Well, she didn't like movies. The Live Free Die Hard movie either.
She don't like anything if it's not named Bobby.
All right, Mikey, tell them where they can get the DVD.
All right, we got, let me see.
Bobby,
you can get
Tom,
them at Zia.
It.
There's a few copies left at Zia.
They got them at Zia, so.
And you can get them online at filmbaby.com/film/1866, which is the tagline for it. Or you can also just look up Welcome to Vegas on, filmbaby.com.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and we'll put a link up on the main site on Spankwagon. Yep, that way we have that.
So we can't get your first film in a $5 card at Walmart?
No. That would be sweet. I would make. Like,
you know, people buy a lot of shitload of movies for that fucking card.
One Step Behind is not sellable. It really, it's not.
And it's definitely not going to be sellable at Walmart of all places.
Yes,
sellable,
the profanity,
it's
because the
barely
thing I'm
watchable.
Now, the key, because I gave it to everybody at work, and these are all older people like doctors and nurses and stuff, and they're all telling me, there's too much cussing. And then I had one of my actors like, there's too much cussing. I'm like, really? And then I listened to it, and I'm like, wow, there really is a lot of cussing. So when Sin crept in, the profanity, ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to rest assured that the profanity in Sin crept in is going to be turned down. But as part of the compromise, the violence and the sexual situations has to be turned off. Like I said, I'm going to try and do some nudity. There's going to be, let me see.
I'll volunteer. I'll do full frontal. No, that's a lie.
Really?
I won't. No.
Damn, come on.
Maybe
like
a bowl. Maybe I'll break out a bowl.
There is nudity in Welcome to Vegas, but it's ass nudity, and I don't think anybody.
Is it a dude or a chick?
Me. My ass.
So you did play every role. You
yeah.
Well, I got a G-string.
Well, Cisco, what do you give this one?
Great. Now I got something to look forward to.
His
you'll
hairy
know when
ass.
It's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll know when it's there.
I'm the one wearing the diaper full of pudding.
My God.
There's puke, diarrhea, all the bodily fluids
diaper
are there,
full of
except
pudding.
For, well, DNAs imply, or DNA, sperm.
Sperm. A little CSI action
but
happening.
But at the scene, he's like, okay, this film's great. It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to be wearing a diaper. It's going to have pudding in it. And
Mikey, let me give you a scene for the new one. On the like when the police are investigating the rape, you've got to turn on the black light so they can see the semen and have the walls just be covered. Walls, ceiling, and then have the, you know, have a dead body or something on the floor and have the face just lighting up. I mean, just go to town with the semen shots.
You know what? That would be awesome, but here's the thing. In this movie, the police don't investigate it. The police aren't investigating it because none of the girls are reporting.
You're talking about
it.
The real police now. We're talking about TV police.
No, we're talking about police in this movie. Real police don't investigate. The police aren't investigating it because none of these girls are reporting.
Then I think your hero needs to do a little CSI investigation on
his own. She is. She's that'd doing it, but she's not holding the black light. She's kicking ass and taking names.
See, that'd be funny because you just see like a room light the fuck up. You know?
The black light is tight, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then she shines on their partner.
Only because he
partner, their
does
face
that at home.
Up.
He's like, look what I squirted on the wall.
Instead of his kid's growth chart, he's got his money shot chart.
Well, I was just saying, you know, what you could do is like the cop has a partner and he shines a light on the cop's face and the partner's
face. Yeah, that would be better
up.
For the sketch comedy. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Because I think they did that in one of the earlier episodes of Mad TV where they made a parody of the X-Files. Oh. But they didn't do the black light where semen all over the place. They were checking alien sperm that had been dried. And it was like on the wall and on the ceiling, and they were scraping it off. So it's kind of like that.
All right.
And Mike, you're being told to come over. There are cookies from your friend Lena.
Yes, I'm leaving here and going to have some cookies at Lena's.
With
thanks
some pudding
for the
filled
mess.
Drawers.
Is that all you're having? Is Lena hot?
Yes, she is hot. I've had sex with her.
Really?
This was a long time ago.
Did you pay for it?
No. I don't pay for it.
I did. With my soul.
No, I don't pay for it. Hey, I get laid a lot, but I don't pay for it. That's a line from One Step Behind.
All right. Again, one more time where they can get the film at, Mikey.
Filmbaby.com/film/1866. You can also hit me up on MySpace, myspace.com/MikeyVPCP. And PCP Films if you feel like seeing it old school, because that's the old one.
Okay. Yeah, man. Call up my agent so I can do that part, all right?
Yeah, well, give me a copy of your book, and I'll try to adapt the screenplay to
there
it.
There you go.
Decaf, aren't I your agent still? That could be a little difficult.
Conflict of interest.
There we go. All right, Trench, why don't you want to warm up the music for us there? All Mikey, right. Again, thanks for coming in, buddy. No problem. Appreciate it. And hopefully we bump into you in another bar.
Did
where
you
you're
say
watching.
Pump into me?
No, yes. Bump into you.
No, you said pump. You said pump.
He's like, yeah.
Bump into you in another bar where you're watching the thing.
He's already thinking about your ass.
Well, after the little Big Trouble in Little Chinatown, there was, God, what was it? Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we were there.
Great film.
Awesome. I watched up until I had to leave, and then I went home and watched the last 5 minutes of it. Just couldn't get away.
All right, folks. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, my nigga.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Motown with your sound, you in the blink. Gonna bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. on, Dennis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We just had Mikey V hanging out with us in studio.
Yep, we'll make sure we get the links for those DVDs
yeah,
up
we'll
on
get
the front
those.
Page.
Those will get up right there when I post the title in the show tonight or tomorrow morning.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Right on.
Which should be Bitch Tapped Out. That's what I'm calling this show.
Bitch Tapped Out?
Bitch Tapped Out.
Yeah, but that was more of an inside joke. You really want to run with an inside joke for a title?
No.
That he's talking about you tapping. Okay, you look confused.
I'm thinking, I guess.
About?
Oh, Jesus Christ, we'll be here
I
all
can't,
night.
I can't. <You're>
nice.
Screw you, Cash. Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
That's what you had to do to get on the show.
Hey, wait a minute. That's what I had to do to get you on the show.
What? But maybe. He still does
Taylor.
It.
Taylor.
What's your excuse? You're on the show and you still do it.
Hey, Miguel, it's me. I just want CJ to know that the whole thing, all the time, he was telling me that shit, you know? I hope he was telling me the truth. Don't be trying to change the motherfucking shit now, motherfucking assholes. I'm tired of this shit. Fed up with motherfuckers changing the way they... I can change. Ah, shit. What is OJ fucking talking about? This nigga is tripping. Look, OJ. Yeah. It's Decaf with a darker perspective, man. Yeah. I know. I'm here. I don't know what this drunk white bitch is doing. Looking at me. Oh, you want to suck my dick? All right. After the darker perspective, you can suck my shit. All right, man. Now, this shit this week, man. OJ Simpson. He spent time in jail in Florida. Now, this motherfucker tripped out on this message. I'm reading his message and shit. This motherfucker used motherfuckers and assholes, right? Now, when you get away from double murder, the thing you do, man, you sit back, you relax and shit. You don't go on fucking doing shit. You don't, and motherfucker, you don't go to the goddamn Palace Station. I'm going to say this shit one more time. Nobody goes to the goddamn Palace Station. Motherfucker, you don't go to the goddamn Palace Station. But anyway. All right, so O.J. Simpson went to Florida and went to jail for breaking his fucking, what's the word? You know the word the niggas know. I know all the niggas know that word. Probation.
Bail,
yeah. So he goes to jail in Florida, right? Now, when he's talking to Bail's bondman, he tripped the fuck out. And all the dude can say is, nice mouth. Now, you know, anybody that, when you say a motherfucker 100 times in a sentence, and they reply, well, nice mouth, you know that's a crack-ass motherfucker right there. You know what I'm saying? Nice mouth. See, well, a brother would say, like, yeah, motherfucker, you know what? Those motherfuckers are changing the story on you, OJ. They fuck you over, motherfucker. Hey, man, let me get one of your pictures that you stole back from the Palace Station Hotel, man. Let me get one of your autograph card and shit, nigga. I'll cut your bail down a little bit. So, you know, OJ, man, Man, I know I came on the show a couple weeks ago, a doctor, but I must say, man, OJ is kind of gangster and shit. It's making me think twice about the man. I kind of, people's like, I don't respect the motherfucker because he killed two white people, got away with it. Yeah, I killed white people, sad, I cried. No, I didn't. But but it's all right. I mean, you kill a white bitch, it's okay. She was a whore. I understand. But what you don't do is get a TV. You don't go to the goddamn Palace Station, man. All right, if you go to the fucking Palms, or if you go steal your shit back from Mirage or some shit. Okay, you don't go to goddamn Palace Station. We don't go to the motherfucking Palace Station. Ain't no niggas going to Palace Station. Only been to Palace Station is Mexicans are all legal. But anyway, we're gonna go into the next thing about Marion Jones. Now, this I see you. Marion Jones is gonna get charged. And she pled guilty for taking fucking steroids. And we had this big steroids issue. I had a steroids issue conversation with this cracking motherfucker who tell me that I'm trying to defend steroids. I don't defend steroids. I'm just saying that it's a bigger issue than it needs to be. So, oh yeah, she lied to a federal fucking grand jury, whatever. So she's gonna get 6 months of jail for it. But the thing is, it's like motherfuckers in Hollywood. I'm not gonna name any names like Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and these fucking white bitches, right? They're doing all kinds of shit, drugs, fucking running people off the road, drunk driving, all kinds of shit. But they don't get like fucking no time in jail. They get, we're gonna go to a program to help you with your fucking psyche. But they give Marion Jones 6 years because lying on the stand to try to protect her shit. I mean, not only did they strip her of all her medals, not only did they take all her fucking money, but then they want to throw her in jail too. How fucking justified is putting her in jail compared to putting all these fucking white bitches in jail for doing worse shit than she did. She was doing steroids. She wasn't fucking drunk driving on the road, running motherfuckers off. But I don't understand it. But, I hear even black people defend it, on ESPN and shit. Even Stephen A. Smith. And I love Stephen A. Smith, but he was all like, oh, she needs to be in jail and all this other shit. But I'm like, how can you put her in jail? But all these other motherfuckers who's get caught for drugs and shit, should. Now, are they going to do the same? Is this a shit I set up for Barry Bonds to put his ass in jail? If they do find out, probably so. But I just find it very fucking unfair, and it really pisses me off that, some people could do worse shit than that and get no fucking time in jail. She's getting 6 months, and she has two fucking kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to be a cryheart. I know she was guilty. I know she lied in front of a grand jury. I know that's a fucking crime. And I stick to the Constitution. I believe it. But the thing is, if you're going to let celebrities slide, why are you all of a sudden going to decide to go fuck her? I mean, not only did you fuck her career, but you took all her fucking, you throw her in jail. Now, Robert Downey Jr., this motherfucker's getting Oscar nominated and shit after he gets busted for fucking cocaine use the same fucking year. What kind of shit is that? All right, that's it, man. That's Big Daddy Decaf with a darker perspective. I'm gonna let these white fucking crackers over in this motherfucking studio talk about this shit for a minute. Yeah. What's my music, man? Goddamn. I like that shit. You can't avoid my music. I love it, man. That music's tight. That's a good shit right there, boy. What you looking at, Cracker? Stop looking at Scrappy Tits and talk about this goddamn
all right,
subject.
You know what, though? The thing that I really wanted to pipe up, especially about Marion Jones, they're going to hold her there for the entire duration of the jail time. They're not going to let her out. They're not going to give her amnesty. They're not going to give her good behavior. Fucking Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, all them literally Hollywood cunts are...
Now, hang on a second. All those stupid bitches do was drive around a little bit and, hole up in their house and, whatever. She lied to a grand jury.
So, fuck what? They all lied to the goddamn grand jury. Even the president of the United States, I love Bill, but he lied to the grand jury to get no goddamn jail time for it.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, why are you gonna punish her so
perjury,
much?
Perjury is perjury.
I mean, not only did they take all her medals and accolades and shit, but they threw the bitch in jail. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up is that?
They slapped her and then punched her.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing. And, yes, I agree with you that, yes, it is a grand jury you lied to, but when is it too much punishment? I mean, she just got stripped of everything she has ever
anal
done.
Rape. I think we'll have to draw the line at anal rape. But everything up until that point, I think it's fair game.
So, do you know anything, Scrappy? Do you know anything? I'll get a woman's point of view. Do you know anything about Marion Jones at all?
I do not.
So, she was an Olympic athlete, right? She won medals in the Olympics, but they found out, she denied that she did steroids, right? Then later on, they found out that she did. She went to the grand jury and said no. So, what they did, when they found out that she was lying, they stripped her of her medal. They stripped her of all the money that she ever made from the Olympic events. Mm-hmm. And now they decided to throw her in jail for 6 months.
How long after? Like, how long has it been?
Oh, this has been like, what?
10 years
ago.
Fucking yeah. A. That's stupid.
Now the thing is, what is the Olympic Committee? What are they? What else can they do? I mean,
I know they took her everything. They wiped her name from the record books and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel that is right? Like just take a Lizzie Lohan and a Britney Spears just doing all this, you know, the drugs, drunk driving, all this, Paris Hilton doing all this
I'm
crazy
sure they
shit.
Have more money.
Now, do they get stripped of their fucking records and the money they did and all this other shit or whatever?
Of course not.
So do you find it unfair like I find it unfair?
Yeah, of course.
But let's look at one thing you've got to look at, though, is in the World Athletics, there is a rule and a structure set that does not exist in the Hollywood world.
Which is true. I know.
You know, I mean,
but at the time when she was really doing it, it wasn't a big deal until now because of the whole Barry Bonds situation.
No, it's always been a big deal.
Ben Johnson.
88 Olympics.
But did they strip him of everything and all his medals?
He hadn't won any medals up until that point. No. He was just done amateur stuff. And he didn't go before a federal grand jury and lie.
So you think that she is getting the punishment she deserved?
Yes.
So you think everybody else who's bit passive on is okay.
No. If bummed. You go in front of a grand jury and you lie and they catch you and they can prove it, that's perjury and you are going to jail.
Now, honestly, do you think this is a setup to ease if they throw Barry Bonds at jail?
No, not at all. These are two separate cases.
Two separate cases, but similar in the sense of minority, similar in the sense of, you know, sports.
So what if it was Roger Clemens? They found guilty and they convicted him of perjury and sent him to jail for 6 months.
They probably won't put him in jail, though.
No. But would you be crying the same tears if it was Roger Clemens?
Would I be crying the same tears?
Yes. If it was a white man.
I don't know. I can't tell you now. Let's see.
You know what? We'll
it's because it'd be so fucking stunning to me that it'd take me 3 months to get over the shock that they actually put Roger Clemens in jail.
You and me both. you know what? We're going to have to wait until Barry Bonds and some of these other guys that are inevitably going to be called up in front of this, and they're going to get their asses handed to them. There are more indictments coming. They've already said that.
But you don't feel that they used it for an example?
Not at all.
For bigger things. You do. All right, go on.
I'm not for sure, but I do see your point.
So, you know, and that's the thing. I think it is. And for some reason this year, I mean, I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but it's like they just went after black athletes, period, this year. I mean, it's like.
Okay, now hold on, though.
Now, I know the majority of black people are athletes.
What about Belichick?
In sports.
What about Belichick? $250,000 fine for him personally.
Yeah, but I mean that's shit in a bucket. I mean fines are paid. Players pay fines all the time.
Okay, the team lost a first round draft pick.
Yeah, but I mean it's a difference. This videotape is all based on NFL rules.
It's still cheating, though.
It's not a federal crime where you know you actually get prosecuted for it. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, and it wasn't necessarily perjury because they didn't like bring him to court, and then he said, "No, I didn't," and "Oh, by the way, yes, I did." I mean, it's different in that sense.
It was all contained to the sport itself. So,
well, so is the steroid use, but it's drug use, and I mean, we're still fighting our war on drugs, which we're losing. We're still fighting, you know, that dare kind of thing going on, and this is it's everybody who basically is getting busted for steroids. They're all going to be made examples of, I believe. Even Roger Clemens, and that's why Roger Clemens has been getting so much attention. The weird phone call that he called his personal trainer and recorded without his personal trainer knowing. Roger Clemens never once said, "Tell them I didn't take, you know, steroids." He never did. He just, you know, kept asking, "So what do we do now? What do we do now?" Very weird phone call. I'm not sure if he did or didn't now, based on what his own actions were following up the word that he got, you know, he was on the list.
So do you think that she, I mean, if she didn't lie to a federal grand jury, right? Okay, if she did go and she did have steroids and then she did admit to taking them and they did strip her of all her stuff and then, I mean, was it that she would do no jail time?
No. If you don't commit perjury, you're not going to jail.
You can't look at these. These are two separate punishments. The first punishment is from the sports world. That's from the sporting world. That's from the IOC and
well, okay, then my question is taking steroids a crime outside of sport? Is it a federal crime to buy or sell or to take steroids?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Was it at the time that she
was?
Steroids
have been illegal since about the late 70s.
Anabolic steroids have been illegal since the late 70s and other human growth hormones since the late 90s. Late 80s. This is illegal. And they can't, but it's like if you testify that you never did cocaine, but then they find that you did cocaine, you don't get busted on the cocaine charge because they didn't bust you with it. You get busted on the perjury charge.
There's two things. One, it is technically, steroid use in sports is a victimless crime. It really, truly is.
No, we're the victims.
Again, maybe we're looking at sports the wrong way.
No.
It's entertainment, but we could argue all night.
We could argue all night about that.
Yeah. Okay, simply
we
put.
We did it once already.
They're two separate, two separate punishments handed down from two separate organizations. It's just like Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson lost his boxing license and then went to jail for raping a girl. Two separate punishments, ultimately connected to each other, but handed down from different organizations.
But do you feel that over time, honestly, that has been a lot of people that's been busted for shit in Hollywood, especially white people who've gotten away or less punishment that she's receiving for an act that she's not so much even cocaine, not so much either drunk driving. It's something that she did to herself.
I got two words for you. Kiefer Sutherland.
What about Kiefer Sutherland? He's fucking, he gets nominated every year for fucking 24.
Where is he right now?
He's probably filming that 24.
Google it, and we're going to move on to the next story. Google Kiefer Sutherland, find out where he's at right now, and we'll move on to the next story. Jess, this one's you.
The free sex, that's wonderful. National Geographic for adults. They have a online, you can have sex for free, with the only one catch is that it gets filmed and put on a website.
Are they with ugly girls?
It didn't say that they were ugly. I don't know.
But it didn't say that they weren't ugly.
Look it up. So, you were just on the site.
Look it up on Google.
You just got your membership.
All right,
read
the story.
So
what do we got?
You want me to read the whole story?
No, not the whole story. Give us the highlights. The parts that you highlighted.
Our goal is to attract as many people as possible to catch the first reality sex TV. This is National Geographic for adults. Everyone's curious to watch their neighbor. It's at Big Sister, about a dozen guests perform on camera each night. The website gets 10,000 to 15,000 hits a day.
Holy crap.
I know.
I wish our site got that many hits a day.
It has a staff of 25 to 45 women, depending on the season, and it says that they make 3,000 to 5,000 euros a month.
So guys go in, and they can either A, pay for it, or B, get it for free. They just get filmed doing it.
Yeah, basically.
I'd so do that if I had a luchador mask on. That would be awesome.
Go in and do like master fetish sex. Yeah.
48 days.
Yeah. 48 days.
That's a month in what, change?
Yep.
But we're talking about six fucking months, dude. It's a fucking big ass difference.
He's in jail. He's in jail, and guess what? Guess what job he's doing in there? Does it say in there?
I don't know.
He works in the laundry room. He's cleaning drug dealers' underwear.
And what did he drug driving? Yes.
His second drunk driving charge.
So for his crime, he is doing exactly what an average you and I would do.
That's the average punishment on a second DUI arrest. But to answer your question, no, I don't believe she's being singled out. I think it is the first of many indictments to come and many punishments to come for lying to that grand jury.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, why all the baseball stars were really kind of shifty and they didn't really answer, so they couldn't. You know, their lawyers basically made sure that they didn't answer in any.
And in 2007, he got nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor in the Drama Series.
Yes,
for 24.
He did.
That's the shit I'm talking about. She's not being nominated for fucking Athlete of the Year. That's for goddamn sure.
But she hasn't competed.
She's not an athlete anymore.
She hasn't ran competitively in 5 years.
I mean, are they going to take away all this fucking Outstanding Drama Awards and shit for fucking drunk
DUI,
and driving?
His DUI isn't. He wasn't drinking to do his job. I know. Hey, real quick, we got a call, Spank Wagon Radio. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Can I speak with James, please?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, you got a wrong number. This is radio.
This could be awesome. Does he owe you money?
Is this 702-383-8120?
Yes, it is. It's a radio station.
So what do you think about Marion Jones losing all of her credibility, all of her awards, and thusly being put in jail for perjury? What are your feelings on this?
I don't know anything about it.
What about athletes and steroid use?
All the way bad.
All the way bad. So there's no exception to that. White player, black player, doesn't matter. No matter who you are, you're doing a bad thing.
Correct.
So what do you feel about all these actresses that's doing cocaine use that don't get no jail time for it?
That's bad, too.
So you think they should be put in jail for it and punished like everybody else?
Is there no James at this number?
There is no James at this number. This is a radio station.
You are on the air.
We are broadcasting live.
Nice.
We tend to think so. It's a weekly radio program called Spankwagon Radio.
Pays the bills.
You can get us at spankwagon.net. We're live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, and you can download our podcast at any time.
But you cannot speak to James because there is not one here.
There's no James here.
Well, thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.
She doesn't sound too, like, enthusiastic about her job.
Sound like you during sex.
Is there? Yeah, right?
How can you tell? There's usually a muffled sound from the pillow over her face.
Is there a James here?
Just so we're clear on something, DKF. I don't believe that Paris Hilton or Britney Spears or any of those bitches, I don't believe that they should go free.
How much jail time do you get for doing drug use and get caught for having drugs in your car?
I don't know. Off the top of my head.
You get at least a year.
You get at least a year? Yeah. I think that's bullshit. Those girls should have gone to jail for a hell of a lot longer than one day.
But you know what? The Supreme Court has been reviewing the fact of the black versus white in the drug
crack
versus cocaine. You know, anybody arrested for crack gets a more severe sentence than they do for cocaine. And it's commonly known crack is the black drug, cocaine is the white drug.
Yeah.
So they are equalizing those out. I see Murphy's point of view because she isn't being singled out by one individual. She is actually being punished for two separate things. First off, she's got punished by the Olympic Committee because, yes, she doped. Anybody who dopes, and this is anybody, they go after Lance Armstrong if they could. I know the people who run the Tour de France go after him every year.
Yep.
She got in trouble because, yes, she got busted for doping. That's like Floyd Landis and the people who run the Tour de France took away his numbers and stats and everything because he got in trouble for doping. She then decided, and she made this choice, to lie to a judge and a jury and say, no, I did not take steroids.
And she did.
Maybe she forgot.
And thank you, Ronnie.
I forgot.
Right? But she did. Right. But there was just enough paper trail because, you know, why anybody would keep a paper trail like this? It existed. There was enough of a paper trail, whether it was the drug test or something else they found out or however they redid the test. But they said, well, wait a minute. The grand jury and whatever, they said, wait a minute. You just got in trouble from the Olympic Committee. So you did do it. And they just stripped you from your awards and everything. Well, you lied to us. Now we're coming after you.
And the thing is, I understand his point. I never say his point was even wrong. I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, and you're going to take someone of star status, which, you know, in recent time, and you know that a lot of stars get away with a lot of shit, or celebrities get away with a lot of shit, you know? And the thing is, if you're going to take it and punish her to the full stream, like, you know, that she is, do it for fucking everybody down the line, no matter where, you know, what you're in. Punish them like you punish regular people.
Exactly.
Okay, I agree 100%. And once they bust Carrot Top for steroids, then you'll have ground to stand on.
Why?
Because that motherfucker is juicing hardcore.
Dude, that is the creepiest looking guy. Because his face and his head and his hair haven't changed. All they do is take.
His face is broadened out.
It looks like they took his head and put it on Lou Ferrigno's body.
Yes. That's
you know
true.
Who Lou Ferrigno? She don't know.
You don't know Lou Ferrigno? No, Bill Bixby?
Wow. All right, so guys, would you have sex in a whorehouse for free if they could videotape it?
Yes. I mean, what? Videotape.
Yes.
Videotape is incriminating.
That's so stupid. You could get sex for free anywhere.
Not in this room, you can't.
Which is what I don't get.
Which obviously this room is.
You can get sex for free anywhere if you're not extremely hideous. So that must mean that these guys are pretty fucking ugly.
I've never gotten sex for free. There's always been something attached.
Okay. Here it goes.
You have the 250,000 partners.
Okay. Am I hideous? Am I ass ugly?
No.
I've paid for sex.
Okay, you're a loser.
Why is it?
It wasn't.
Why is he a loser?
Are you just too lazy to like go out?
No.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's almost cheaper than fucking taking her out on dates, taking her to the movies, and buying her dinner just to try to. And then 2 weeks pass by, you finally get the fucker, and guess what? You out of $1,000, you go to a whore, you're out of $100. You know what I'm saying? That's the fucking difference.
My 19th birthday, Little Darlings, $50 in the back room, and I got a blowjob.
Nice.
I didn't pay for it technically. A friend of mine did, but yeah.
You know,
that's
here's
disgusting though. Why would
because disgusting? One, it's easier. It is easier because you know what? It is a lot of work because
you have to make all the conversation, all the bullshit talking.
Men cannot walk up to a woman and say, "Hey, look at my cock."
Unless you're me,
and not even then sometimes.
Yeah, Murph has done that.
But
you
could absolutely walk up to someone and say, "Hey, do you want to look at my tits?" And you win. Guys don't get that luxury. We get a lawsuit. All right? The minute we say, if we were to just pull our pants down, drop trout in front of you right now, you would be pissed and you would be suing us. If you opened
not
your shirt
you guys,
up. Yeah.
But if it was someone I didn't know.
Sweet.
All right, well.
The sound you hear are three zippers going down simultaneously.
But if you just flashed your boobs to someone, it all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to get in trouble. No
watch, we'll
mad.
Prove it. Go ahead and flash your boobs. None of us will call the cops. It'll be a social experiment.
None of us will ever complain.
And so, if we all dropped our pants and showed our chat, will you leave? Or are you will look and laugh?
I would probably laugh at you. I don't know why about you Mark, and I'm out. Sure I wouldn't laugh at Chris.
Whoa! She's grabbed it.
She had a handful
she's
of
not
it earlier.
Saying no.
I know, I had a handful of it earlier.
Does the word whore ring a bell?
Hoo-ah!
But don't you guys get scared fucking strippers and paying for sex?
I've never
okay.
done it.
It was a blowjob, number one, so I don't think I'm going to get AIDS from the girl's mouth. And
but you could get nasty diseases from her mouth. You know how many guys' dick she's been sucking on?
Well, hopefully not many, but...
I mean, that's her job.
And
every night, I'm sure she sucks five guys' dick.
You know, let's go to Little Darling tonight. We'll take Scrappy with us so she can see... There's not a lot of chances to get your cock sucked in the strip club.
No, not at all.
I just happened to be, it happened to be a Wednesday night, so.
Well, let's go on a Wednesday night.
Okay.
Well, every Wednesday night, that same stripper has sucked five guys' dicks.
Well, hopefully I was the first one and not the last.
But you know what? Look at it this way. Did you wear a condom?
No.
Oh, never mind.
No.
That's like eating a steak with a saran wrapper still on.
Okay, good point.
Why would you get a condom?
Why would she be chewing?
He was winging chunk today. He was winging chunk today.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Oh, wow.
Everybody wing chunk tonight. You know this song?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes,
finally.
Holy crap, we finally found a song.
But you know what?
I listen to music.
It's just one of those things where, you know what? In Prague, they're giving you a chance to get laid, and they're trying to make money off you. And if you're stupid enough to do it, go for it.
And also, might I point out, in Prague, brothels are legal. And so they're not the nasty girls who have to, you know,
it's like
that's the only job they can get. Yeah, these are hot girls who work at these places.
Yeah, they clock in to suck cock.
They yeah, that's what they do.
But
look at it like this.
That.
They're getting paid to do what you do for free.
Shut up. Anyway.
I thought her breath smelled a little bleachy tonight.
It's that elevation.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
End on a high note. Shut it down, Trent. Shut it down.
I don't know. I would feel uncomfortable knowing that some bitch has just sucked five more guys' dick before mine, but I'm not
37.
37. Look, I edit porn as a side job, okay? I'm really not skeeved out by things like that.
Why do you think sucking dick is still terrible?
No, I'm just saying if it was me and I were a guy and she was like, and I asked her like, how many guys' dick have you sucked?
Well, you're not a guy.
This?
When your dick gets hard, you forget how many dicks the bitch sucked.
You know what? That's it.
Why STDs are so
prevalent?
Thank you.
Hey, that was her risk, not his.
Huh?
That was her risk, not his.
That is his risk. Her mouth could have had.
Got a sip of herpalades.
What?
Look, you. But
wait, she drag her teeth?
No. What risk do you assume with her that you don't assume with any other girl out there?
That's why you get to know a girl. Don't take the lazy word out.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Look, this is what I'd like.
You're all married. That's what I don't get. Like, how'd you meet your wives? Did you just...
Do you know what...
Because they gave it up on the first night.
The first night I met my wife.
Yes. No, mine did too. That's why I stayed with her.
The first night I met my wife. The first night. We had sex.
Did you pay
No, we had sex. And then she went off and actually did something else and married another guy. And then her and I got to go back to Leather Bay. Got together later after she was
Murphy. She was thinking about that.
Her and I went out on one date after that, and it was like 10 years later. One date, second date. Oh, yeah, she was blowing me in the parking lot.
That's how you keep a guy around. If you want to keep a guy around, fucking suck his cock at the first date.
There you go.
He'll stay around and shit.
There you go.
He'll get your groceries, buy your rings and shit.
And you know why? Because you can kick nicotine. You can get rid of a cocaine habit. You can even get off heroin. But there is no rehab for blowjobs. There is none. You get one good blowjob when you're like 19, 20 years old, you're fucked for the rest of your life. You can't move in with your mother and get your shit together. Once you get a good blowjob, you are hooked. There is no rehab. There are no drug counselors. There is no 12-step program for getting your balls licked. That is the end of it.
Wow. Anyway.
She's got no recourse on that one.
She don't.
Because I don't feel like arguing with you guys about it.
That's right. Because if you had a cock. Okay.
Yeah, if I had a cock, I mean, I'd be like,
you wouldn't
suck
be
it,
here.
Whatever,
wah, wah. No, she wouldn't.
I don't know. If you had a cock and tits like that, I could be persuaded to go the tranny route. But you would make
would
a hot tranny, too. If you were a tranny.
Would you suck my dick?
Oh, wait. That's a good question.
That's
a good
question.
Would you lick my balls?
If Scrappy was a tranny and had a full set, dick and balls.
And we know she ain't.
And those giant tits.
I'm going to have to think about
would
that one.
Would you suck?
That's,
no,
that's,
no, don't think about it.
Would you suck
it?
Shit,
no, I got to roll that around in my head. I can't answer that right
off
the
bat. Why don't you roll that around in your mouth a bit?
Why don't you just look at my breasts and tell me if you would suck my dick?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What in the hell?
Just hold on.
What the fuck? Hold on. What?
Oh my gosh. What?
Just grab the. They're saying grab, and Murph's like. And.
Well, chug a lug. Chug a lug.
So what's your answer?
I wouldn't tongue her asshole.
You would tongue her asshole?
No, I'd lick the dick, but I don't think I'd tongue
would
her asshole.
Would you lick my balls? Yeah,
I would chew on your
balls. Were they big balls or little balls?
Big balls.
Would you shave them or not?
Would they be shaved?
They'd be shaved.
I might.
There you go.
Chewing them, rolling around your mouth.
Wait. Would I get to titty fuck them, though?
Yes.
I'd probably suck
the
dick.
But you'd have
that.
To, like, really, really suck my dick. Like, wow. Like, whoa.
I don't
know. Like,
I'm not talking about, like a little lick.
Oh, no. It'd be
full
on. I could
throw my dick.
In other words, no Tootsie Pop. One. Two, three, crunch.
I could be persuaded to go full on gay. I could for that.
Matter of fact, this is a question we're going to ask her. Did you ever get eaten out?
Yeah.
How many times? Do you enjoy
five guys
it?
In one night?
Are you open leg
we
or are you a
closer? Pizza party.
Are you open leg or are you a closer?
Are we getting back into this now?
Are you open leg or are you a closer?
Depends.
Do you snap motherfuckers' necks off or do you actually enjoy the shit?
And which is better, from in front or from behind?
Okay, on to the next.
No.
We want to know this now.
You just got Murph to admit he would be gay for you.
That's
yes.
hot.
Yeah. So
now you have to share.
Are you a leg closer? Do you grab a nigga's neck and break his neck?
No.
Have you closed your legs and Wes's head?
Oh, no. Wes and I don't do anything like
that.
Do you prefer it from in front on your back or from behind on your knees? How do you like your pussy licked?
Are you a bitch that won't return the favor, though?
Hold on. Let her answer this.
Yeah.
No. You know what, though? Like, I'm not all into oral.
Answer this question.
So what's better? On your back with your legs in the air or on your knees with your ass in the air? Which is better?
Probably the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever had your asshole eaten out?
No. Ew, no.
Oh, wow.
But you don't return the favor.
No, I do. But you don't understand.
Well, you said you never sucked dick.
Yeah, I have. Once. One guy. Why are we... with one guy.
Wait, you've only sucked one guy's dick?
Yeah. Because he was my boyfriend,
I'll be your boyfriend. Remember, she said that she sucked no dicks. Now it's down to one dick. So then she's going to tell the truth and say she had 16 dicks.
No, it wasn't. No, definitely not 16. I don't do that kind of thing.
We're going to ask in a couple of weeks. She's like, it's only been two
guys. Okay, no, hold on. So you sucked this one guy's dick. Just the one guy.
One guy.
Spit, swallow, on the face, on the tits. Where did it go?
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about this.
But we do.
Shut down. Well,
we
got to get her to miss something every 3 weeks.
I got my goal for letting you admit that. You'd be good
all right.
for me. We can change the subject.
All right. This is something that the geek guys are going to get. Little girls not, but we'll have fun with it anyway. Everyone here knows who Network Solutions is, correct?
Yes. Domain register.
That's right.
What you do basically is just a little bit of background. If you ever want to www.whatever.com.
With spankwagon.net.
Like spankwagon.net.
That's right.
You go to the site and you first you search to see
it.
If it's available. If it is available, then you go ahead and register it. Okay.
Yay.
Wow, that's a bitch slap if I've ever received one.
That's what Network Solutions does. Now,
what the hell is this? An ass?
No, that's I heart you.
I ass you.
If you had a dick, maybe.
Look at his heart.
I was scribbling. Anyway.
Well, why are you thinking it's an ass?
I don't. It kind of looks like.
Now she's all about the ass.
Now she's all about the porn.
Because she licked Wes's. Go on, Murphy.
Okay, so
never.
Network Solutions.
Wes is like, God damn. damn bitch, you can eat some motherfucking ass.
Yeah, just
a, shut up.
Just a, something for you too. Guys like the back of their balls licked. Yes. God, we love that.
Yes, get the taint.
Network Solutions has been accused of front running. What that means is anytime anybody goes to their site and uses the whois or uses the, you know, I want a domain name, let me see if this one's available. Whatever you look for, they turn around and register so that they can make you pay, instead of the $2.99 a year, make you to pay hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
That is fucked
up. So that means anything that people have searched for, potentially they have bought.
Yep. Basically, what a lot of people are doing on sites like Dig and Reddit and a few others is they were actually trying to see how ridiculous it would be. So they were like searching for, this is a domain that Network Solutions may buy someday, maybe tomorrow.com. And sure enough, 20 minutes later, it was purchased and owned by, and it was squatted on by Network Solutions. So they're not doing it for any particular domain. They're doing it for anything anyone searches and doesn't register within a set amount of time.
You know, bringing that up brings up a point I said when I first started the show. Remember when I brought it up that if you own fucking McAfee and you own Norton Virus, when you put viruses out there so people will buy the software to clear out the virus?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like the same shit. You get the names, then you fucking put up your own, you take the names, you put the names out there, then you make people pay more.
That's right.
Oh, that is so fucked up.
That is totally fucked up.
Oh, God, that's worse than any kind of anal raping through right there. That is fucked up. So how many people have they got on this?
It doesn't say how many, but Network Solutions is defending their front running. Apparently.
I defend that shit.
Wait, can I interrupt real quick?
Yes.
They're calling it front running. Really, it's cyber squatting.
That's exactly what they're doing.
That's what it is.
It all sounds sexual to me, so it's all good.
So let me read this here. Domain registrar Network Solutions has come under fire this week for what some believe is domain name front running. The practice resulted in Network Solutions registering a previously unregistered domain to itself immediately after someone searched for it, then holding the domain for 4 days before it can be purchased by someone else at another registrar. But the company claims that it is merely trying to protect customers from others doing exactly that. Until there's some sort of regulation over front running, it's the best I can come up with. So, this is fucked up.
This is horrible. Horrible.
How do you feel about Scrappy?
Murph said, come.
I'm going to take her in the back and make those tits look like a Krispy Kreme donut. Just excuse us here.
You want to see how he drew a picture of your penis?
No, that's about twice as long as
do you see it?
Nice.
Now Scrappy.
How the hell would you know?
Scrappy.
Markscock.net.
Oh, Scrappy. That's right. Scrappy. That's what that camera's for.
Let's get back into the mode here.
That's Scrappy.
I don't care.
Do you know what they're talking about?
I don't.
If you went to scrappieshootershack.net and wanted to register that as a domain, how would you feel that the next day you went to register it and another company had registered it, bought it, and now was willing to sell it to you rather than $2.99 but for $1,500? How would you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't think I'd care.
But what if you specifically wanted to start a business for that?
Yeah, let's say you have a business. What do you want?
You can open up a different website.
Yeah, but you specifically wanted scrappieshootershack.net.
Wait, time out. What website do you have to go to every day that you can't live without? When you wake up in the morning, you go to it.
Victoria's Secret.
No, I know.
What is it? What is it?
Oh, you guys are going to hate me.
I already know what it is.
Fox News.
MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you created MySpace. MySpace is your idea. You go to Network Solutions and says, I wonder if this, I'm going to call it MySpace. Let me see if that's available. www.myspace.com search. Oh, it's available. Cool. I'll get it tomorrow when I get this extra blah, blah, blah done. Tomorrow comes. You go, I want to buy it. What do you mean it's sold? Someone already bought it? Oh, Network Solutions. The people who are trying to sell it to you bought it for themselves.
It
4 days after that, they'll say, we'll sell to you. But instead of the $2.99 that we were going to sell to you, it's going to be $1,500.
Can't they go somewhere else? Can't you go somewhere else?
No. Once you, it's like a, it's like
Kmart.com, Target.com. When people buy it, it's theirs.
You have to
buy it from them.
Yeah, it's like a license plate. Once you register it, it's yours.
Then just come up with a new name and go somewhere else.
But I mean, if that's
Quit
your,
whining
if,
about
but
it.
I mean,
the
but
end
you
world,
wrote,
like,
but
where?
You wrote your business propositions and you wrote all of your business plans on that.
You can still keep your business propositions. Just
what
change
if the name?
The fucking email.
But this is
it's not email.
Not email, but change the fucking address. All right,
if you change the name, Now, guess what? If you change it, say, okay, I don't want to be Target. I want to be my Target. And then when you do it, they're going to buy this shit up again.
They're going to do it to you again.
It's basically the same thing as you're saying you go to Mervyn's one day and a jacket's on sale, but you don't have the money. So you say, I'll go back tomorrow. And you go back tomorrow and it's not on sale.
No.
You go to Mervyn's. Story. You go to Mervyn's and you see the jacket that you want. You're like, okay, I want that. And one of the employees is standing there. Oh, can I hold that for you? Yeah, please hold
it's
that
for tomorrow.
It's the last
jacket. It's the only jacket ever.
You come back the next day and that employee's like, oh, yeah, I bought the jacket. Now you can have it for three times as much.
That's what it is. I don't know. I guess I don't get torn up over shit like that.
Wow.
You know, the thing is, the problem is, and the reason it's such a horrible idea is... Damn. The reason it's such
left-handed
a horrible...
Left-handed, too.
It's theft. It really is theft because, you know, maybe we can spin this into a favor of the geeks. And
move on with your life.
You know, this is intellectual property.
Okay. Yep. Now, if you found out one of your friends got fucked over like that, will you be pissed off that they got ripped off?
I would tell them to move on with their fucking life. Move on with your. Is the world gonna end?
Spoken
are your children
like a,
starving?
Spoken like
are
a
you
true
starving?
Conservative. All right.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what? Then let's
on a serious note, like, did your house burn down? There's so much worse shit out there. Like,
all right. So let's talk about
paralyzed?
Someone who should move on. Then let's skip the stories here. You've got a story in front of you that I would like to see read.
Here, you read it.
No.
Wait, I haven't really like read it though.
Oh,
I've
that's
been messing around
better.
Too much. Basically, what
she
I
got
catch
to the end of
the
sentence in 10 minutes.
His homeboy is bitching because of the counts are between the hand counted ballots and the machine counted ballots.
Who is it?
Kucinich. I don't know how you say it.
Kucinich. Kucinich.
Kucinich. My Kucinich. My coochie itches.
It's Kucinich.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I say baboobage.
He says tomato, you say fucking gargonzola.
Read the story.
You want me to read the whole thing? I can read it really
Read
fast.
The first paragraph.
Democratic presidential candidate Dennis...
Kucinich.
The most outspoken advocate in the presidential field and in Congress for election integrity, paper ballot elections, and campaign finance reform has sent a letter to the New Hampshire Secretary of State asking for a recount of Tuesday's election because of the unexplained disparities between hand-counted ballots and machine-counted ballots. And he's talking about how I'm not making this request in the expectation that a recount will significantly affect the number of votes that were cast on my behalf. So he claims it has nothing to do with himself, but blah, blah, and he's making a big deal over it. Wah, wah, wah.
I think it's important to note that Kucinich wasn't anywhere near winning that, so him wanting the recount is kind of an important note.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I like about it because he isn't the, you know, it isn't Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or anybody saying, I want a recount. It is Kucinich.
Someone whose name I don't even know how to pronounce. I mean, that's...
He has a hot wife.
Like this.
Oh, is that the one with the hot wife?
And there's Bill.
No, like, the Fox. All they did was like film her the entire time. I heard about that. All
right. Well, you know what? We got to end a little bit of political talk here. Everybody's favorite president of all, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm tired of hearing people talk about Ronald.
Ronnie spoke from the grave. Oh, wait. No, this is a few years ago.
Would you like me to do the voice?
Wait. Can I play the other role?
Of what?
Can I play Giuliani?
Sure.
No!
Well, I was talking to Nancy the other day.
911!
We were talking about Rudy Giuliani.
911!
And I just happened to look over and I said, you know, Jim Kelly at NSC came over. Well, to report the Philippines is giving us trouble at renewing our military.
Is this Ronald Reagan or fucking Jesse Jackson on Quaaludes?
Well, I don't have a good Reagan voice. I haven't had to do Reagan in years. Well, that Giuliani.
Neither has Nancy.
He hasn't done.
Fuck it. Tell him what Reagan thought of Giuliani.
Okay, Reagan. Ronald Reagan. Everybody's lovable favorite Republican president.
9/11! Fireman died!
Basically, Ronald Reagan released his diaries and it found the following entry from Tuesday, June 14th, 1988, basically saying that Ronnie thinks Giuliani's crazy.
Wow.
Jim Kelly, NSC, came to report the Philippine Legis is given trouble, blah, blah, blah. But basically, Ron says that he thinks Giuliani's crazy. Whether it's a general statement, overall statement, or if it's specific to the actual thing he was writing about, this was while Giuliani was a United States attorney drawing up an indictment against Marcos. So that was way back.
Do you realize that Scrappy was one?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. The father of modern neoconservatism. called Rudy Giuliani crazy.
You know, and this motherfucker built a Star Wars program to put a shield over the United States to protect us from Russia. And this motherfucker's called Giuliani crazy.
Ronnie, I need a quarter. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. One of these days, we're going to actually talk about something that's like this century, I think. And you'll finally know what's going on.
And then I can finally talk.
Power Rangers.
Actually, I probably still won't talk.
You know what? Just next week, we'll do some sort of a story on Bratz dolls or something that you know.
That's not my...
What's your scene?
George Bush Sr. is our first fucking president. That's goddamn crazy.
You guys aren't into the same shit I'm into. I'm into really
black men, I know.
And we're into boobs.
I'm into black men.
I've been in a black man.
Oh, that's sexy. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, she is all about the gay man sex. Have you noticed that?
What? She is all about gay. Look, look.
Do you ever watch man on man porn?
No, I don't.
Wait. Next
Would
week,
you?
I have before, but I've watched midget porn before too. So I mean, you know. So
let me just say this. Next week, you need to bring some of your outside real life into the studio.
What do you want me to bring?
Stories that interest you. You are going to be our news coordinator next week.
Yes.
Every news article needs to, first you got to send it to Murphy so you know we can actually get it like more than 10 minutes before. But you are going to bring in news and articles and things you want to talk about.
Yes.
Okay?
You guys are going to be bored. You guys, because it's like.
Like what?
I don't know.
Well, that'd be all Death Row Records.
You know what Death Row Records is?
No.
Oh, my God.
What? All right, you definitely.
It's just going to be a recap of Snoop's fatherhood show.
We can play. Let's play Rock Band.
On the show live?
Yes.
Look, he's thinking about that shit too.
That could be fun, but it potentially could be really boring for everybody else.
On that note,
no.
Can you take this crap off?
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
those are my pants.
All right, I am muting you guys for this one. You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You have been
My Radio.
That's what you've been listening to. We want to thank everybody out there for helping us put on a kick-ass show. First off.
9-11!
Enough of Rudy Giuliani. Want to say a big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, and Nomad Radio Network. Also, if we're not live, we're in the...
You can find us in the archives.
And we want everybody to go there. Plus, we're social, MySpace.com/SpankWagon.
9-11!
Am I up there? Am I up? Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned shortly for a new SpankWagon social networking site.
Ooh. Nice. All right, so I've been Trencher.
Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Scrappy.
9-11!
That's been Murph.
I wonder if that's going to get old this year. 2008, and we're still fucking screaming 9-11.
That's one of your presidential candidates.
Not.
That's your boy.
That's your boy.
They hate our freedom.
All right. Next week, folks.
Ooh, what's the word for this week?
Decaf, what's the phrase of the week?
Gigawatts.
Ladies and gentlemen, phrase of the week? Gigawatts. SpankWagon Radio.
The Scrappy Door is from?
Oh, my God.
She thought you said Jigaboo and got all excited.